Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.
Yeah, he's saying 3.16 goals per game. It's a stone cold promo.
100%.
He's gonna be the one to present the trophy.
Bring it halfway in the final.
In his leather waistcoat.
But then what if the goals per game go up?
Then it's 420. It's gonna be a weed. It's gonna be Wiz Khalifa. Welcome back to Filthy. And there's just four of us today, man. If I had to pick four men to get it done, I probably wouldn't have had it here. No, I'm joking. Big up the man, them. We're here holding it down while the boys is away in America for the World Cup 2026. Without going too into it, we'll expand. That squad isn't the strongest, man. I'll be honest. I'm seeing...
There's a couple big hitters missing.
Yeah, it's
like going to the World Cup, no Kane, no Bellingham.
It's crazy, man. They got Delap and Ross Clark. Mark Noble, they brought him back. It's crazy.
Hopefully they make it out of the group stages.
Hopefully. But anyway, today's sponsor is perfect because it is none other than Saley on the Daily. Saley on the Daily.
These are nervous,
John,
man.
Will give you the American version over there. Are you traveling soon? Maybe you're heading to the World Cup. Check out Saley, the eSIM app that gives you affordable mobile data in over 200 destinations worldwide.
Instead of paying expensive roaming fees or hunting for a local SIM card, just download the app, choose a plan, and get connected as soon as you arrive. Saley offers flexible plans for every budget, built-in security features to help block trackers and malicious sites, easy data usage tracking, and 24/7 customer support.
And if you're going to the World Cup, Saley's North America plan covers all of the three host countries, the USA, Canada, and Mexico, with one plan, no SIM swapping, and no surprise roaming fees throughout the tournament.
Download Saley from your app store or scan the QR code on the screen. Use the code FILTHYFELLAS at the checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Full details are in the episode description box and comment pinned below. Saley
on the daily.
That was dope.
All right, cool. Let's get into it, man. Bare things happened. Have you been watching the World Cup? Honestly,
here and there.
Because the timing's all weird and that.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's not got the same feeling as other World Cup.
Is it because there's no flags in the houses and that? Is it because of Keir Starmer?
I've seen a couple of flags in the area.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's more one of the host countries, but obviously, man's not gonna get into that. But yeah, there's been a lot of controversy around this World Cup. So
where I live, there's flags everywhere.
Yeah, there's flags.
Is it?
I don't know for what reason them flags are around.
Yeah.
But there's flags, boy, on every other lamppost. You get me?
Okay, we don't know if it's the World Cup or immigration.
Yeah, literally.
Ice.
Word.
Hey, right, speaking of immigration, wait there. Yeah, is that right? There's African support for Mexico.
Yes.
Did that tie in? Was that proper?
Yeah, that's proper.
Anti-immigration, I don't know. They were saying it felt like every African nation supported Mexico against South Africa. Did you not see that?
Especially Nigeria.
Where are you from?
We're Nigerians, but we live in England.
Nigerian?
Yeah.
All up in Mexico.
Yeah, we're Mexicans today, man.
Yes. Let's go, Nigeria.
Yeah. You know what it is, yeah? I don't want to go too into it, but I think South Africa have like a problem with other Africans going to live there, mainly Nigerians, you understand? So yeah, the Nigeria will be supporting many teams that's against South Africa.
Respectfully, because them men over there speak Afrikaans and that, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
where's,
there's a different...
Where's that in South Africa?
In Africa, oh. Yeah. South Africa. I said, where's that? That's cold.
No, no.
Try to catch my now.
No, I'm saying, what country you talk about? Like, where's that, innit? Like, what you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's making it worse. He's making it worse. But you see that the Africans, they know that the Americans ain't really... clued up, they're just saying Africa, Africa, Africa. You know what I'm trying to say? Indeed, the West Africans are saying, nah, if you're going to, that's not us. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like,
and that's why they're rocking with Mexico.
Yeah,
as well.
you're beating South Africa. Them man ain't us. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Oh my God. They said there was xenophobic attacks and anti-immigration violence in South Africa against their fellow Africans.
Yeah, they've been, I didn't even want to say that, bro. They've been smoking other Africans that's landing there, bro. I've seen it. I've seen the videos and that.
I swear.
Running up on them and just punching them up. Yeah, bro. It's mad. This was interesting. Black man from Mexico with a Mexican name, Julian Quinones, did the celebration that the South African players after Shabalala scored that banger in the opener of the 2010 World Cup.
What, so they done the recall? Yeah, skanking?
Done the...
Yeah.
That he done it, like, fully.
He got his get back.
Yeah.
Did the Afro-Mexican man do it with him?
14 years later.
Nah. But boy, the opening game of the World Cup was an interesting one. Three red cards in the opening game of the 2016 World Cup between Mexico and South Africa. Just 4 red cards were handed out over the entirety of the 2022 World Cup, meaning that 2026 is just one away from equaling that.
They might quadruple that record, though. Because it's America, innit? It needs to be box office. So they probably told these man, we need red cards. We need some red cards.
We need red cards, you know.
We need goals. We need red cards. We need offsides. VAR.
We need red cards. We need offsides. They don't even go together.
They want everything, bro.
Did you not see the ref's explanation on one of the red cards? When he has to explain it to the stadium?
But that Mexican man,
all the players and the whole stadium had no idea what my man said.
That's
he just said
you
a load of gibberish.
Him. And they said, red
I
card.
Was like, red card. And just get. And even the player was like, for what? Yeah, like, everyone was confused.
I saw that as well.
It was jokes.
I saw that.
But
did you know that the World Cup 22 is the highest scoring World Cup on record so far?
Wow. I didn't even know that.
And listen, let me go again. World Cup 22 was the highest scoring record. Say it, bro.
World Cup 22 was the highest scoring record. I mean, you're idiot. World Cup 22 was the highest scoring World Cup on record. You get me? And so far, we've seen bare goals.
A lot of goals.
So the way things are going and how programmed America is. Why? Who wrote this?
What? Hey, that's jokes.
They're outside. Do you think they're going to break the record for goals?
What is the record?
What is the record?
I think it's 178. 178? Wow. I would not have guessed that. No. I said like 60 or something. I'm a bird. So yeah, I don't know what's going on.
While at the time of recording, so right now, there's been 38 goals scored in this World Cup.
Wow.
12 games.
In 12
that
games.
Is 3.16, 316, Stone Cold Steve Austin fitting for America.
I see. That's what I say. I think it's all the production. I think they've done that on purpose. They're going to make Stone Cold bring the World Cup out to the winner.
Saying 3.16 goals per game. It's a Stone Cold promo.
100%.
He's going to be the one to present the trophy.
Bring it out where? In the final?
In his leather waistcoat.
But then what if the goals per game go up?
Then it's 420. It's going to be a weed. It's going to be Wiz Khalifa. You get me? They've got all the characters over there in America to get it done.
That's an Afro.
Yeah,
man.
Literally.
Trump's going to try and do it as well.
Interestingly, I see Trump say that they need to change the name of the NFL.
I respect that.
I see him.
From football, yeah.
He's like,
saying,
yeah,
this
man.
Is the proper
like,
football,
this
isn't
is it? Clearly, like, I don't know what you lot are doing with this. Like, that soccer thing is clearly football.
My man
like.
Says, bitch.
Now, I respect that though. That's one of the first things he said that makes sense. Like, you just should call that something different.
It's like Trump would say anything to go against the Americans just so they hate him even more. So, like, it's what's he doing? Yeah. Like,
because there's so many teams now, yeah? And there's so much cannon fodder, there's going to be bare goals. We might hit like 300 and something goals.
That might get broken.
Man's doubled it.
No, I'm telling you, we might.
Bro, I can't remember what game it was, bro. It couldn't have been, it weren't Curaçao because they have a lot of, yeah, it was Curaçao.
They lost 7-1.
They have a lot of Dutch players. Most of them, I think all their players are Dutch apart from Chong, you lot's boy. He's the only one born there in the squad. And bro, when I saw the lineup, bro, all my ultimate team man will know, bro. It looked like a SBC. You know all the men that you put in the SBC, but like the dead SBC. Said Fuda. Yeah, like the SBC to get dark. Like a prime gold. Like you know the SBC to get Beckham, and there's like 16.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
You know the first one, yeah, 61 rated squad, silver, free chemistry, bro. That's what I'm seeing. They got LaCardia, that LaCardia brother. They got most of their team. I know them. But
I was shocked when I see Chong come off. I was like, yeah, bro, you're crazy. There.
But to be fair, they did score a goal against Germany.
Yeah, that's
they,
dope.
They almost scored twice. They almost scored twice.
Wasn't the gaffer crying?
What, when they scored?
Yeah, I swear.
For a country like that, it's a big deal, isn't it? Like, they probably, until maybe this round of qualifiers or maybe like the last, like this cycle of players, it's only when they've known that, rah, we can actually make the World Cup.
So are you all for like them adding the teams and the little teams and them having their moments?
You know what it is? As much as I don't love it, there's more goals. You get to see more players. I'm seeing SBC, man.
Bro, you're not seeing the players you want to be seeing, bro.
Yeah, but I'm seeing, man, I'm seeing bronze cards.
Okay.
That I didn't get, that I've never seen.
Bro, you're seeing bronze common cards. They're not even rare. They're not even rare. And do you know what it is? Do you know why I don't think it's good? Because I've never seen a World Cup and the man them are saying they ain't watched that many games. Like,
that's as a viewer though. Where if you look at it as them teams like Curaçao, what's that? Their first World Cup ever, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Teams like Qatar, they got their first ever World Cup point. I see a tweet, someone saying the manager's gonna get an oil company from Qatar. Like,
no, the goal scorer, apparently they're saying it's like one of the most valuable goals in history. Apparently he gets like some mad one of one Rolls Royce.
I see something about he gets three mil and something like one of one Rolls Royce.
Yeah, some mad Rolls Royce.
So you got to respect it then.
No, like there's bare records kind of getting broken, isn't it? So you got to allow them.
Places like Curaçao, I can't really think of anywhere else, bro. Even like the Ivory Coast, Morocco, this will encourage, like even Morocco the other day in their game, when that, who's the Marseille player, the 10? He was cold in the last World Cup. Is it Owenahi? I'm sure his name's Owenahi. But when he came off and someone came on, that's the first team in World Cup history to field the 11 of players and none of them's born in the country that it represents.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it's... Do you know why one thing what I do think is dope for all, like for there being more teams? More players will be encouraged to go and represent.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Their families, they nations will, now.
You've seen it with their players already.
Dutch players, bro. They're all playing for Curaçao. You understand? The Hakimi, Brahim Diaz,
even
couple, they're all Spanish.
Buadi.
Yeah,
the Buadi, little 18-year-old.
Couple of them are Belgian. Some of them, who's you lot's playing? Mazraoui's Dutch. I think the keeper's Canadian or something.
But all of them.
So
all
of them are, and it's good that they're playing for their home nations. It's yeah.
I think on that side it's dope, but on the quality side.
Yes, I think the timing in the games don't help.
That is.
Yeah. Man's used to like finishing whatever, any tournament, you finish whatever you're doing, like if you can get in during the day, chill out, you know you're going to watch a game. Even if you have to wait till after work, but you come home, you know you're going to watch a game. Now it's World Cup time. Daytime, there's no, it's like, rah, what are
old
we doing
10
here?
World Cup.
Not to the night time.
Do you know why I said this? This is because England ain't played yet. And see, once England play, yeah, and this country gets active, then it's like the World Cup's going to, I'm telling you, it's like it's all going to kick off. Remember, we just ain't, so to speak, had our piss up yet for when England play. Let us have our piss up and then it's game time. That's what I think anyway.
Old 10 was South Africa, yeah? And where South Africa is, it can't be more than 2 hours behind or ahead. And because of I just remember, maybe it's because of my age. I would at Old 10 World Cup, I was 18. So that was like my first one being outside, being in pubs. But it was like, The kickoffs was at prime time of the day. Like, it was proper. Like, even if you was like, at work, I think I was doing like some kind of, now it was summer, so I would have just finished college. So during the day, Man was just waiting for the World Cup games, bro. Remember when man went Park Royal for the final and everything? Maybe it's going to get a bit better when England play, but this is why I say it's going to be different this year.
We was in Mali at that World Cup, innit?
Oh, 10. Yeah.
I feel like, because of social media especially, yeah, teams are over invested. Fans are over invested in their club teams. You understand? So you got England fans that are going to be watching the game hoping Saka fucks up. Say, oh, look at Saka. Look at my man. You saw it with the Brazil game. Oh, look at my man without Saliba. It's agendas now. So until it gets to like a quarters or semis and it looks like England can do it, it's going to be hate watches, bro.
I'll say this, yeah. Obviously, you know what I'm an advocate for, yeah. But see Saka.
What's he advocate for?
For Arsenal hatred.
Arsenal hatred. Yeah.
Dick advocate.
Sunderland's old manager.
He is, yeah.
I'm rolling with Saka and Madueke and all the Arsenal players in the squad at the tournament.
I told you, I haven't done this year. But
you're
usually,
my dogs.
Usually,
I'll be real.
I'm proper childish. Usually, tournaments, I follow the players that I like. And as soon as the season starts, I'm following them.
Yeah, I squash all beef. I've got no beef.
I used to follow Sterling, all them.
So what you still want?
It's the World Cup. I'm
cheering
for them.
I don't want anyone to do badly. I'm not that kind of hater. No. But if it happens, I'm going to say
no more.
Because
I think that must be an Arsenal thing. Because I think as a Man United fan, we got integrity and we actually love the game. And we love our country as well. We want Rice to be player of the tournament.
No, you don't. You lot are England fans. You lot are England fans. In the summer, you lot got to watch like 7 of your players run around in a white shirt. Man got to see Sol Campbell and then Ashley Cole. Man didn't even rate him no more after 05. You understand? So that was, we didn't have no players in the tournament. You understand? So it was like, not a hate watch, but when England used to go out, I'll be like, yeah, England went out because of you lot, bro. Scholes, Gerrard, Rete.
Scholes weren't really playing none of my play.
But you,
I'm not gonna lie. I hear where you're coming from. That's clearly a thing, innit? That's a lived experience. So I'm saying this is what's wrong with
that
the people.
What happened to you, bro? What players you lot got there? Cobby.
I got Rashford.
Rashford, and
that's it.
Broski. Let that happen 2 more tournaments. You're going to start looking at Saka weird.
What's it?
You're going to start looking at
Marcus about to start making up players for United, isn't he? Marcus is going to start naming players, you know?
Marcus is about to start saying names. How are you meant to support? Just like, you understand, bro? Harry Kane and these man, bro. Now, obviously, now it's calm. We're champions, right? This is one of my first England tournaments. You know what I mean, mate? Look on, boys, let's go. But bro,
I'm not even going to lie, yeah? I've always used the tournaments, yeah, as a chance to get my shit off and to show my appreciation for these players. That's the only time I've rated these men. I can tell how cold Steven Gerrard is. You get what I'm trying to say? Or loving Raheem Sterling or like whatever it may be. Like, it's them in the English shirts in the tournaments. Like, yes, bro.
You three men here want Portugal to win the World Cup as much as you want England to win the World Cup.
What, because of Bruno Ronaldo?
I forgot about Ronaldo. Oh my God. You want Portugal to more, bro?
No. You man are Portuguese. Who? England?
No. You man are Portuguese?
No.
Man are Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Portuguese. Oh my God.
No, I'll be real. Not me. I'll be real. Bro, give Saka, Madueke, Rice. Who else you got there? Eze. Give them the World Cup.
In this sense,
if Saka wins the World Cup.
Look at the truth.
No, hear me. No, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Bro, that's my trophy as well if we win.
If Saka wins that World Cup, think about the Arsenal fans talking so about.
It's my
better than
I'm
Messi.
I'm reform on this one. Britain first. Britain first.
Nah, I'll be real. I'm going to keep it real.
You don't want it.
There's an element of I'd rather Ronaldo and Bruno win it.
So what, you don't want Kobe to win the World Cup at this age?
No. Do I want them? Yes. Do I think they will? No. I'm being real.
That's cool.
I don't think England's going to win the World Cup.
This is immigration, colonialism.
That's an immigration.
I think we needed proper English representation.
You say,
on the
get
table.
Them out.
You know what? Man will ask the crowd that one, innit? Crowd, are we moving mad? Yeah.
They are.
Do you want players from your club
hear
to
me
win?
Out? Because I was watching, what's them man's podcast? Paddy, McGuinness, Scholes, and Nicky. Anyway, but Paddy asked them, would you rather United win the Prem next season or England win the World Cup? They both said United win the Prem.
Of course, that's standard. That's standard, though. That's
you get it? That's standard. So there's elements of actual English fans that will support their club more or their players more than
England
the actual...
win the World Cup. Obviously, me, myself, yeah.
It'll be lit for the country, bro, let's England be real, but I don't see it happening.
My players...
We play every year. I'll take a World Cup. We play the league once every year.
He's better than Messi.
It's not even about what I'm saying. It's what he will become, bro. Anyway, we'll move on, man. Crowd, let us know, man.
Man, he's saying about what he would become, though, because we Martinez is a World Cup winner. What's he become? He's don't care.
He's not English. Grow up, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. All the England fans,
the rivalries, yeah, between the clubs, yeah, and obviously that's what, when you hear the players talking, that would be a reason why they didn't really come together and click properly as a team because of the rivalries. And I know it does spill down to the fans and stuff, yeah, but at the same time, that's never been my experience, actual lived experience. We link up, when tournaments, we link up, we go to the pubs, we play football. When we play football every Sunday. When it's tournament times, we run to the shops, we buy our kits, we buy our tops. There's England tops everywhere. Sometimes, man, we'll have other kits and stuff like that. But it's like, when it's tournament time, it's England football.
I agree.
It's not like you're Arsenal or you're Liverpool.
As a youth, that's how I grew up. Bro, I cried in 04, bruv, when England got knocked out. Like,
as a youth.
Nah, genuinely, I'm not even lying.
I was Brazil to the death. We didn't even have Arsenal players like that. I didn't give a shit.
Nah, as a youth, I used to watch England die hard. Like, but that's just because I love football.
Listen, anyway, I've had this conversation so much times online. 02, England, Brazil. Was it the quarterfinals, yeah? World Cup. Brother, and you see my area, there's not a lot of white youths, bro. See the little 7 white youths in my school? They had like red hair, England flags on their face. Bro, the rest of us, bro, certain black youths had their head shaved like Ronaldo. We were down for the cause. Like, England, I don't remember. Like, Umbro days, I was not an England fan like that. You know when I was an England fan? I tell a lie, when they had the Rooney. Remember they had the one in the middle, the badge in the middle?
Oh, 06.
With the strike. That was like my first season. Like, all right, cool.
You know, man, I've been indoctrinated. I'm saying it don't matter. We can say World Cup. I don't care what the sport is. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm going England. I'm going Great Britain. It could be Olympics. If it's Olympics,
that's different.
I want Great
that's
Britain.
Different.
Unless it's track and field, then obviously I'm Jamaican.
That's different.
Bro, that's like glory hunting. 1 second. Don't do that.
No,
but even
I've got dual nationality, bro.
Bro, you ain't no dual nationality. So when are you Bayesian?
Moving on from that. People have hit to social media and joked about the ad breaks during the World Cup. It's actually happening, man. Obviously, the water breaks.
Water breaks?
Yeah, exactly. Quote, unquote, water breaks, which happen every quarter. And they're accompanied with an ad break. When I first saw that, like I said, I'm not going to reveal certain things, but I'm watching the game through certain services, you understand? I thought it was because of those services that this was happening. And then I realised, it's happening on all...
It's a deal FIFA's made with America.
You just got to capitalise on it though, man. That's what capitalism is. It'd be remiss not to. They put the ad breaks, they put the water breaks in. Yeah, remember they're supposed to be for extreme conditions, isn't it? But then FIFA passed it that they're just mandatory now. So it doesn't matter what's going on. It could be cold. Even in air-conditioned stadiums.
They're
100%. They're still stopping. They got it, yeah?
Yeah.
So, but they've done it now, yeah? I think it was, is it Paramount or one of them people? Disney, Paramount? I don't know. One of these big organisations, these corporations, they paid something like $500 million for
stupid
the rights
money, yeah.
to show the World Cup games, innit? So then that's why they got onto them and they patted them up and then they can just make their money back through the ads.
Of course, it's all to do with money, but you're saying capitalize, but now, obviously, I don't know if you've seen the videos, but there's a bear on the side of the pitch with an iPad watching the actual ad breaks, telling the ref and the players wait.
Yeah.
And they're just standing there.
Yeah.
So can they get injured from these things? Like, they're standing, not getting cold, but you know what I'm saying? They're going from running intense to now you're waiting an extra 2 minutes for an ad break and the bear on the side telling you, yeah, wait. Now you can play, and then, bro, that's
it's
a madness.
Because they can't put the ball back in play until the
ad breaks are
finished.
Because right now the TVs are showing an ad and not the actual pitch.
I mean, they asked for the water breaks. They wanted the water breaks.
Yeah, but a water break is a minute. These lot are standing for 2-3 minutes waiting for an advert.
It's supposed to start like 10 seconds after the break starts and it's supposed to finish like 30 seconds before the break finishes. But obviously they must just be going over. But them slots are worth big butter, bro.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's all money, innit? But
I feel like it makes sense, innit? Yeah, but that's why the water breaks are so long, so they can run an advert, innit? Because you don't really need 3 minutes. 3 minutes is too long for a water break. Let's be real. It's
probably because they got a whole tune in the background.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's they're playing something for the duration, isn't it?
Well, they are playing Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
I'm not going to lie though. Again, it's just America. It will add to the entertainment because we're talking like semi-final, World Cup final, game hanging in the balance, second half, and you get to that water break. That break's gonna be box office. You know what I'm saying? Like tactics, they're going crazy, things going on. It helps, might give someone a little bit of an advantage. Like we ain't seen it come into play yet to have a chance to like enjoy it or say it's good or bad yet, if that makes sense.
Did you see what Japan done yesterday?
No.
They had the
whiteboard, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like say like it's stoppage time, innit? So like 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Like drawing the numbers on board so the players know how long's left in the game.
What, their own team?
It's mad, couldn't believe it.
So they're giving the players, right?
Like, bro, see like a whiteboard, bro. They've got their marker, drew on the minute, coloured it in, and it's like, so they've got their own clipboard basically doing this, showing the players.
Oh, so what, is that good or bad?
I think that's good.
I think good. For the players, I think they've planned that probably beforehand, innit? Because like, even I don't know if you lot watched the Korean match as well. Like they were doing a mad high line offside trap kind of thing. Like, I just feel like they're trying to do things outside the box to give an advantage to the players. Like, and mentally, I hear it. Like
every game I've seen, yeah, and I've watched bear of them. Out of possession, everybody just goes into a 4-4-2. Like, it's so hard to break down. It's going to be it's tough.
Do you know why? Because it's so hot, bro. They have to, like, it's, bro, players are dying out on them pitches, bro. Like, they're probably, who was it? I think Joe Cole said it. He said when he played his first game in America, he said the first half he walked off, he lost, like, 2-3 kg just in water weight. Like, you're walking off that pitch with weight loss. Like,
is the intensity been that good?
You can see it's affecting them. You can see the heat's affecting them.
What
bro.
Players, like what teams are handling it better
yeah,
than
like,
others?
You see, like, man are talking about, oh, the South American or the African man are used to the heat and stuff like that. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, no, most of these men play in Manchester, everywhere. They're not used to it.
Yeah, but they still get that breakaway in it when they go back home to play or something.
Okay, cool.
You say that, yeah, but like, me as a black man, I've never got used to this cold in this country.
That's
bro.
True.
And I'm born here, bro.
I can't stand it.
You understand? Like, me, at my... like
my ancestors, that, not like, there's something in the bro, genes, there's something in my DNA that knows it don't rate this.
I'm not here.
Even without having experience, that haven't.
Facts.
All right, let me ask you a question then. Have you ever played football and said it's too hot to play in?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Bro, yes. Just in Dubai. Have you kicked ball in Dubai?
Not Dubai.
Went out to Dubai and they was talking. I wouldn't even attempt it. I was just breathing and sweating for death. I wouldn't even attempt it. So I can't. It's impossible I play here. But there's been days in like the summertime, like just in England summer, where like it's been like.
You can't breathe.
Yeah, like the humidity, you know, like you just can't breathe,
when
man.
I'm
like,
I'm saying that while playing though. Like if I'm saying it's too hot, I'm not stopping. I'll never stop because if it's too hot, you're not being paid.
So why don't you just stop?
But you can't.
If it's too cold, that's the opposite. If like, I'm outside with the man, certain winds land.
We're playing for fun, but we're essentially having a jolly up. It's that hot, but we can play. We can run when we want. We can stop when we want. We can go get some water. We're not optimum performance in that sun. Men are being paid to play. They've got to play at top, at full tilt. You couldn't do it.
You do that pre-season here, bro. Pre-season, summer.
What I'm saying to you is I don't feel like I've ever experienced in England where I said, oh, it's too hot to play. Yeah, it's hot, but I have.
I can't.
Remember, it's my trade.
I think I have, man.
I could just stop.
And even if I was like, not play, even if I'm playing that, we're not playing properly, man. Like, it's not, like, man ain't playing, bro. Like, it's too hot.
Yeah, but you say you're not playing properly. Respectfully, when the man them kick ball, it's properly.
Yeah, whether you want it to
like,
be or not.
There's levels.
Once
like,
a man pushes the ball past levels, you, like, everything goes like, out the window.
No, 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 he's gone.
Yeah, literally. That's not even that.
Chucking around or what in the sun? Let me. Who, me? No, he's gone. I'm saying once he pushes the ball past you, all bets are off. For who? Gone, mate. Yeah, like I said, I'm not being paid for this shit.
I don't. Because that's my issue, innit? I'm competitive, bro. Like, if I'm playing, especially pre-season, bro. I've played pre-season games that don't even matter. Bro, how I felt for the next couple of days don't even make sense, bro.
I feel like, see, like with how we'll kick ball, there's other things. It's not the heat. Yeah, well, it is obviously it's the heat, but then the heat makes the ground so dry, and then it's not hard on your foot, and your foot's just on fire.
Yeah,
you
it's
get
a mad
but
team.
It's burning. That's the worst. When your foot's burning, bro, on the actual dark.
Man said, "What? Well, we was playing on the beach in DR. We nearly died, bro. Like, what do you mean that like, it could be too hot to play football, bro? I'm telling you.
No, it can be. Like, just depends where
died,
you are,
bro.
Like, but I don't. But I won't. My game won't be worse because it's too hot. If it's too cold, it will be though.
I played on 4G the other day, yeah, 4G, and I'm pretty sure
4G in the heat
makes
it hotter.
My feet cooked a little bit.
Yeah,
they
were
burning.
That black shit.
That
just
black
cooks.
Starts to melt.
Yeah,
that.
Bro. It's like a heat conductor. You get me? But if, even on grass though, the hard floor is ridiculous, bro. If you're playing on a nice pitch, you'll be able to play for hours, bro.
It's sprinklers
in it. In the heat. But
yeah, I just hate grass anyway, man. I don't know what type. I don't play at that level. I don't play at the carpet and all that. Grass is too hill and gully, man. It's too hill and gully, man. The things you could do on 4G, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, we've been speaking about hydration and the heat and all that. You get me? Someone who needs to stay hydrated is John Wick. And he was down on Miami Beach challenging Miami's strongest to, well, let's have a look.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yes, it's your boy John Wick live in Miami, Miami Beach Workout Club. And we're here because we got a new show called TT coming soon, Tech Time. I know a lot of the man are not here yet. Steve-O, Dan, Menace, my competitors. So you see why they're not here? Because they're losing out. I'm going to go and prepare myself because I'm trying to get the dub. Let's go. So we got three challenges that we're going to do. The first one is going to be arms. So I need to see who I can beat. Let's go. My man, what's happening?
What's going on?
How are you? You good?
Yeah,
nice to meet you, man. My name's Jonathan.
Caleb.
What's your name?
Caleb.
Nice to meet you, Caleb. Accent?
Australia.
Australians,
I've been here,
man.
I'm American now, but...
You're Australian, man. Don't do that to your people.
No, sometimes you got to run away.
So basically, I need you.
Okay.
So I've got a challenge coming up.
What's that?
It's an arms challenge. A few of my boys from the UK are coming down and I need to be in the best shape possible. And I feel like you are going to get me there.
For sure.
Is that good?
What do you need?
I need an arms workout. I need something crazy. So let's go 10 all the way down to 1. So we're going to go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Wait, might be a bit light.
A bit light, yeah?
It might be.
Ah, cool. I'm down to up it.
And let me see how 10 feels.
Let me know how 10 feels.
I feel like we should like double the weight.
Double the weight, yeah?
Still.
Oh, shit.
Where are those dumbbells?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What have I got myself into?
It was 125.
That's one.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man, starting. All right, let's go.
Brits first.
Brits first, man. We're the winners.
You before, surely.
Let's get it. 10 biceps. Let's go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, my boy.
What are you here for, the World Cup?
Yeah, man, we come to watch the World Cup. Obviously, we're supporting England. I know New Zealand are not in it at the moment. So who are you supporting?
My wife is Argentinian.
Nice.
So I'm
Messi, Messi, Messi!
Money on Argentina.
Okay.
Completely lost count. I think that's like 8, I have no idea.
Just do one more.
9.
Do one more, that's fine.
Could be wrong.
10, all right, cool, let's go. So we're going down to 9 now, yeah? So who do you think is going to win it then?
Argentina.
You think so, yeah?
Yeah, dude, they're crazy.
Do you actually believe it though?
Yeah, I put all my money on it. Put all my money on it.
I don't know, man. You might be losing your money, bro.
Bet on every game. I bet on worse things, trust me.
Yeah, my boy. You said you live here?
12 years, yeah.
12 years, man. What's the difference, like, going from New Zealand to Miami?
Australia. I don't
Australian, know. Sorry, man.
What are you, Irish?
Sorry, man. No. A man said, what are you, Irish? That is killing me. That is funny.
I'm American now, so it's life. It's good. Yeah, it's fine.
And I see...
Work on your extension, bro. Go straighten your arms. There you go.
This better?
Yeah.
Woo!
He's cheating.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Two more.
Let's go. Push, push, push.
One. Two. Excellent. Okay, what? Excellent fucking work. What a guy. What a fucking guy. Yeah, done two. Oh. Three off.
Chill.
Hey, my
good
boy.
Game, man.
Thank you so much, man.
In the World Cup, eh?
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it because a lot of the English fans think that we're going to win. I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I'll be honest, man. I think other teams have so much more. Cool, so I've got the first challenge out of the way. See, my arms are feeling bolo. I just done a workout with John Cena. You can't see me.
Strong. You can watch the full video. Extra Filthy. And make sure to look out for more tech time videos between the Filthy Fellas throughout the World Cup and beyond.
I'm just going to go and say it as well, man. That stunk, boys. That stunk.
What?
The video we just watched.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
You're
not forwarding. Individuals travelling to the World Cup were also warned about potential problems getting into certain countries before the competition started, and the notorious number 5 has been denied entry into Canada.
That's Arsenal's boy.
That is a Villarreal player. FIFA can confirm that player Thomas Partey will be unable to travel from Ghana's team base camp in Boston, USA to Canada for their first match against Panama on Wednesday the 17th of June as his visa application has been refused by the Canadian government. So yeah, Canada aren't having it. I know that they got they're strict with it. Like if you've committed certain crimes, their thing just says if you committed a crime, you can't visit. But then obviously that's conditional when you read the small print. But obviously they're not having it.
I got NFA in 2004 and they sent me
and
home.
They still never let you just because you got bagged for it. Yeah, it's dark.
Because I got NFA, they just sent me home. I just done this. Obviously, I'm nothing like number 5.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. This one, man. So basically, because he ain't got guilty for anything yet, has he?
He's been charged. He's on bail,
is
no?
Is he on trial now?
He's on bail.
I think so.
He's on bail to stand trial.
So they're just on you, like, if you've been bagged. It don't even matter on the outcome of the case.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, that's,
do you think
yeah.
that's a bit too harsh, though?
No.
Not for some.
No, no, whoa. Not him.
For him, but
I mean,
in
oh, for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For you.
Yeah. If they could look into it and you got NFA or, of course, that's
yeah,
mad.
But do you know what it is, yeah? It's.
They're saying lifestyle.
Yeah, and the man them are too honest.
Yeah.
Like, stop being so honest. Like, sometimes you've just got to tell real ring features of the truth. And you didn't get arrested. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is the whole problem with immigration. Is why they don't want to people. That's why the process is so.
Yeah, but that's why they don't want to let
people,
you in.
People
but then they don't
want to
let you in anyway. When you did tell the truth.
Do you know who they didn't want to let in? I think his name is Omar Artan.
Omar Sharif.
the Somali referee. He's not allowed into the USA. Somali referee Omar Artan, who was set to be the first from his country to officiate at the World Cup finals, has been denied entry.
He should have knew that they couldn't. He weren't going to get in though.
Listen. Why though?
What do you mean? Trump hates the Somalians. He said it's a show piece. He says it's a show country. In public, he said it's a show country. That's what he said.
Well, in public, he said that.
Of course, he said it. He said it's official. He sent ICE all the way up to Minnesota to get them out. The Minnesota, the immigration problem in Minnesota is with Somalians. The problems with the stuff in the nursery and school teachers. They said they were bumping them and all that. It's like it's people in the Somali community. Like he's onto Somalia. Somalia's on his list, on his no fly list, on his banned list. Like. If you just read a book or something like that, he should have knew.
So what, no Somalians got into the World Cup?
I don't know. It's tough, though. It's tough for you to get over there. If you're tough. Somalian, it's tough.
If you're gonna
try go America with Mo.
If you're going to... I can't go with Mo. That's mad. But I'm saying, if you're going to let someone in, let the ref in.
Boy, they had him under duress and that, like interrogating him and that, you know. But you know what it is? I've seen enough like Law and Order and stuff to know. You don't understand the ordeal this man.
Man said Law and Order.
Bro, it's just that they had him in the Pentagon and that, in the room, locked up, and this guy in, where's Al-Shabaab? I know you know Al-Shabaab.
They never let him in because they said they think he has ties to a terror organization.
Al-Shabaab.
What's it? Are you not just gonna let him get away with that,
nah, bro?
And say
do,
they
bro?
Had him locked in the Pentagon.
Okay, maybe it weren't the Pentagon there, but they had him.
Probably in the airport cells. Yeah. But they done it.
The Pentagon.
You know, it's not just him. They done it to the Iraqi captain. They had him in there for nine hours.
What, the player?
Yeah, the player, the captain. The whole team flew in, they grabbed the captain, had him for 9 hours.
You don't think I'm joking. You know how these American men move. They would be in there talking to him. So, how long have you been connected to Al-Shabaab? He's saying, what are you talking about, man?
No, it's I'm a not referee. That. Really? All right, look, jokes aside. jokes aside, Mugs. It's more of a, I feel like it's just a public statement to take the piss. Like, this is what they're doing. Like, they've done it to specific teams and people like Somalia, Iraq, Iran, flipping. Like, I just feel like it's a public thing.
So, see the Iraqi captain there? Yeah? Where does he play football? In Iraq?
Or in Europe.
In Europe as well? Wow. Wow.
UEFA has announced that Omar Artan will officially be the referee for the PSG Aston Villa Super Cup final in Salzburg, which means a European referee has lost his spot because he wouldn't have been getting that.
Is that a way to say sorry?
Of course.
Yeah.
But why don't they just let
them
double back?
No, that's not them saying sorry because they got nothing to do with the World Cup. That's them saying, "Bun FIFA."
Okay. Okay.
And he still gets his World Cup fee, his money.
Yeah. They still have to, FIFA still has to pay him.
What would I prefer?
That go there, referee, and get paid, or stay home and get paid?
Stay home and get paid, bro. It's hot out there.
I'd prefer to referee in a World Cup.
So then,
be on my CV.
Yeah, but then hydration is too hot. That's what I'm saying. It can't be that.
He's Somalian. He don't care. He think he could run
but,
for
but
days.
But I'm making it you.
Anyway,
USA, the home nation. A Spurs fan in one of the videos posted on Extra Filthy, which you can watch here, episode in the description box below, spoke out about USA kicking ball, and he wasn't wrong.
Well, was they good or was Paraguay just really bad?
Paraguay were very bad.
Paraguay.
You are being unfair. It was definitely a bit of both.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both. There was that Poch does have them jogging a bit.
They got a man that can play football. They had Tyler Adams, Weston McKenna, Pulisic, and then there was another one.
They got someone else.
They got Balogun up top. They got Richards from Palace in the back.
I'm sure there's another one. My man played for them as well, Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson. And they got Andy Robinson. They got a bear man that can kick ball. So like. That wasn't actually, I don't think it was a fluke. Obviously, when they're going to come up against better opposition, it's going to be a totally different ball game. But we've seen teams play minnows like this and not look as good.
Iceland.
To be fair. You get me? They actually played some decent stuff. Mm. I was watching it thinking, this is actually entertaining. It was like, for real, Poch, obviously, he's doing his thing. It was like a Prem team, a little bit.
I don't know about a Prem team.
It kind of was. It was like a Prem team. I'm not going to lie. I was watching them. It was like watching a little Prem team. Like they was decent, knocking the ball about, playing some stuff, getting the ball out to Pulisic. He's their outlet. He was running direct, taking on the players. And again, it's Paraguay. So you take that with a pinch of salt. But it did look all right. one of the many games I watched.
That Balogun's goal was good still.
Didn't he have the ball in the back of the net twice before he got that one anyway? Offside.
Do you think they're the most well-versed team for these circumstances? Like the heat, it's their home country. Like they've probably got everything.
All them playing England, bro. It don't make no difference, bro.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them, but you know what I mean.
But nah, England.
Dest
Americans, like foreign talent come to America and do better than Americans because of the climate there. You understand? So I don't think I think the heat will affect them. Maybe they'll deal with it a bit better than some European sides. But I don't think they'll love it.
Do you
I know they
think...
play in that heat, but that could be a part of the reason why their football ain't all that, bro. Some of these men are playing in deserts down the road, desert climate, or Denver. I was about to say Denver Nuggets, but whoever, like, you get me.
Have you seen the Americans saying that if their best athletes from like the NBA and NFL, like their college athletes, if they stopped picking basketball and football and went over to soccer, that the Americans would run soccer. They say that them athletes, the wide receivers are some of the best assholes. Athletes in the world. And if they was on a football pitch, you literally wouldn't be able to stop them.
And that's why they don't understand, that don't make sense.
So just be quick.
No, because they would be trained in the football discipline. The athleticism is something that you're built within. There's a certain man that's got athleticism that's natural that you use. I was watching clips of, like, let's say, like, even though he's a white man, I think it still stands. Like someone, like say like Gareth Bale, yeah, like with his size, like 6 foot, whatever he is, and so nimble and run past people and run with that power like a proper athlete. You don't even see like wingers his kind of build too often now, and that's why it was so hard for players to deal with. When you look back at it, the guy's an athlete, bro. Like, so if there was an American who would have been a wide receiver or a power forward who's a literal athlete, jump out the gym, run, but been playing football his whole life, so he's also technically inept.
But they're not born with that technicality. Like, you can get their best athlete in the NFL or whatever thing it is, tell them kick a ball or do 50 kick-ups, they won't know how
it's
to.
Not even
but Pulisic can do 50 kick-ups.
He's not saying,
he was born into playing football.
If they were born into it. But the reason I'm saying nah is, like, see like a LeBron James, Shaquille O'Neal, like...
What position would Shaq be?
Exactly. You can't... No. That Wemby... No. I see that Wemby kicking ball the other day. Like, they can't... Some of these men, like... In American sports, yeah, are very, like... lean towards, like, the athleticism more than the technique. You understand? Football is kind of in the middle for a lot of places. You understand? So, where Wemby can be 7 foot whatever... Just off that, he'll be good at basketball. But if you're 7 foot something and good at basketball, you're elite. But if you're 6'5 and good at football, you could still not be that great. You understand? Like, there's not necessarily.
You could be awkward. Yeah, you could be super
there you go,
awkward.
Bro. So it's like football, so much to do with like movement and just like, I don't even know the word.
See blunt. That Wemby, yeah? He would have had things onto him, yeah, from the age of 14,
yeah,
just because
how tall
he was.
No matter what sport he was in.
If you transition that over to football, it's not a guarantee.
You can't do that.
No, but that's how men become centre-backs and stuff and things. They'll be used. If you're good at football technically on a baseline and then you're big, there's clubs that are onto you just because of how big you are. Playing in your age group, that you can play up two age groups. I'm saying for your age group, think about where I'm going here. For your age group, you're a big you. There'll be clubs that will come and get you just for your
but
size.
But you're in football. They're in basketball, they'll go get an NFL you. In NFL, they'll go get a basketball.
No, but remember,
you.
A lot of them play all the sports, you know, and then they pick which one they want in college. No, what I'm saying, a lot of them are as good at basketball as they are at football.
Yeah,
and then they pick which one.
Yeah, yeah, facts,
you get me?
Facts.
This is the point of these men. These men are freak athletes, bro. They're in college and high school playing basketball, baseball, and American football. Like, what's man talking
as
about?
As much as you say
to
that,
an elite level.
Yeah, but brother, they're not mad sports, bro.
They're playing sports where they're using their hands.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, do you know, I'll be honest, I was quick. And what, catch something? Oh, that's it. Bro, that's it.
Adama Traore will be one of the best wingers in NFL. I could say that. Confident?
No, he won't.
What do you mean? Look at him, bro.
He'll be a running back. He's too big to be a wide receiver.
Whatever the fast thing is,
no, it's wide receiver.
He'll be a running back.
Brother, he will run away. Whatever Nelly was, whatever Nelly was in Longest Yard, yeah, that's Adama, innit? Yeah, one.
What a film, by the way.
But then I'll be real to you. I don't know if Traore would be able to run them routes that they do.
I'm telling you.
The agility and that.
Bro, the agility is something else, you know.
It's a conversation for
Mbappe,
a different day.
Mbappe, with weight, agility, jinky. Bro, these men are doing it with a ball at their feet. If I told you just go like this, but come on, bro. When I see the, you see when I see, big up my man, what's his name? I think his name, Destroying or something. He does the one-on-ones that he gets. He goes to the youths, AstroTurf, bro, he's the coldest. And he gets all the youths. He has a one, what's the throw-in done? Quarterback. And someone runs a route and he has a, youths are trying to stop each other. Brother.
That content.
It's like the hood basketball and NFL thing.
I can still go there, this age.
Bro, you're not running them, right?
Bro, what?
All right, crowd, get in the comments and let us know below if you think the athleticism of the NBA and NFL could transfer over to football. With, not like just pluck them out, I'm saying, with actually like a technical baseline, been playing since a kid and stuff like that. Let us know what you think. Anyway, quickly, got to big up some newcomers to the World Cup. They want us to big up Curaçao. I don't like bigging up Curaçao because they used to kick out Woodsy's teeth all the time in qualifiers.
They beat us as well, innit? I'm sure they beat Jamaica at a point.
Did they?
I think they did, yeah. They beat us and that's why we had to play Congo if we beat them, yeah. So yeah, big up my guy and my draft.
Big up Curaçao. They scored a goal. They scored one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of the story.
Yeah, Germany.
Okay, Germany scored 7. Yeah, but I don't want you to just take away from the fact that, you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Curaçao scored in the World Cup.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Do you still think that's a big deal? I don't really think that's a big deal.
They don't, bro.
You're at the World Cup.
Yeah, but teams go World Cup and get moved to. And did you know what it is? It's the fact that it was an equaliser. Like it was a moment, bro. And at that point, Germany looked shell-shocked. They were looking around like, rah. Because like, it was just constant Germany pressure. Yeah. They just broke away. Loose ball. Man just licked it. Big celebrations. Crowds gone loud. They're kind of thinking, rah.
That's probably their first ever World Cup goal, bro. Of course it means
it's
that.
It's a big deal.
No problem. But that's why they held 7, though. Because they went and pissed off Germany. Otherwise, Germany might have just coasted.
All right. But hear me out. We've seen Germany give a Brazilian side a 7-1. So are they losing only 7-1? Is that not a good thing,
really? Saudi Arabia got 8-0 as well.
Exactly. Like, we've seen teams like Faroe Island and that get 10, 11, 12-0.
I feel like it's a different situation, isn't it?
Oh, here's a different situation. You just concentrate quickly before we move back on with the show. Because Curaçao is looking at seeing certain things go on, you get me? What country do you think's got the best Johns at the World Cup?
Purely talking from a journalistic point of view, like strictly, like
it's not what we've seen now. This is
as a survey.
Yeah. Just from your,
from what I've seen on the screens at the World Cup, Brazil's looking very strong.
Brazil's always strong. Brazil's forever strong.
They have a solid lineup.
Pitch in the crowd,
bro,
Brazil.
America,
solid.
Though, man.
America would be strong.
America's strong.
Have you seen that Brazilian thing that's doing the?
Bro, no. Ooh. Have you seen the one just sitting there looking mad, blue eyes and that?
But have you lot seen?
Don't put that in, man.
Have you lot seen the Holland gal?
The Dutch ones don't play still.
See them Rotterdam gal. If they fall over there, they're competing.
Sweden over there.
Hey, I'll be real. I think all 48 teams have a serious lineup.
Competition is heating up in the terraces.
Couple teams. I reckon couple teams do not have a lineup.
You don't think so?
No.
Nah, I think Uzbekistan.
There's some Uzbek gal. You don't know.
Dark horse to go all the way. Cape Verde.
Cape Verde is up there. What?
Yeah, they can go all the
way. I'm not gonna lie. England's not up there, bro. I'm just gonna call it out. We're known for not being up there in the crowd. Like, let's be honest, they're onto us. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Sweden. They were going, go home to your ugly wives.
No way.
That was a cool. Yeah, bro. That was beef because before that, the English fans are going, you're shit, but your birds are fit.
Yeah.
You're shit.
There's literally like 1,000 Swedish fans and 1,000 English fans. Just
okay, cool. Speaking of Sweden, them and their mash up Tunisia 5-1.
Yeah. Jokeres on the scoreline. Isak on the scoreline, yeah.
And Ayala. Ayala's cold as well. No, Ayari's cold as well. Is Ayari Tunisian?
Yeah,
that's why he scored. He didn't want to celebrate. He didn't want to celebrate.
He hit that second one and just ran away.
Yeah. Hey,
colonization. Would you celebrate against your family's background country?
If I scored my first ever goal at the World Cup.
For England against Jamaica.
One of you lot boys going to do that, I think.
Would you celebrate?
We as a people, we're unruly. So my Jamaican people, they're going to be celebrating with me, essentially, as well. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I don't know. You don't
they're going to be TV, like, though.
Pussy boy.
No. Celebrate your goals against other players, against other teams.
Yeah.
But if England was to ever play Jamaica and Raheem was to score a hat trick and celebrate, they wouldn't
I don't
like
think
it.
You could go back to Jamaica.
They wouldn't like celebrate. Okay, no, I wouldn't celebrate. Svanberg scored the second quickest goal by a substitute in World Cup history.
18 seconds.
I hear it.
England.
What England done yet? They ain't even played yet.
They haven't played.
And this is what the problem is. The World Cup started 16 weeks ago. England still haven't played. This is what the problem is.
I reckon if we had played, the issue would be that it's... Oh, we ain't seeing anything. We ain't ready. It's boring.
Do you know what I feel like with England, the vibe is, I feel like there's a lot of the fact you got a German coach, a lot of the English fans ain't happy with. And I feel like the team he picked, a lot of the English fans
so
ain't
many
happy
blacks.
With.
That's one of the
way the country is at the moment.
No, 100%.
That was where you got. No way, I'm finishing your thoughts. Come on, I'm speaking for you because the way
that's not where I was
the,
going
the tension in the country at the moment, you got to take into consideration.
Right. You can't go. Listen. You can't go.
I was literally gonna say he's left out bare players.
You're
that
not hearing him, yeah? And what colour are them players?
No, but I'm hearing him.
Listen.
Bro, remember, I brought up that video that got sent in
Broski,
the group.
Broski,
it's dark.
Broski.
It's dark.
Listen. Let me land, yeah? You are right. You can't go from a march to celebrating an all-black back four, bro. You understand? It don't correlate. Yeah? I'm seeing Nonny miss open goals. You think they're rating
man
this?
Said from a march.
On a march.
That's you don't understand. The country's under too much pressure. Yeah, they're putting too much
real.
Strain
yeah,
on
strain,
the
strain.
Country. At one point, I looked out on the pitch and the only white don out there was Pickford. I said, oh my God, they want the people to lose their mind.
I do, though.
They
I
did
rate.
Lose their mind. And the bread on a video.
See, I knew it.
He's talking about.
Look at this. Look,
2026.
I went on my Twitter and I started typing there and I said, this is irresponsible, and I deleted it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I rate
but
it, man.
I could see it. I saw it. I said, oh,
that's how I know I ain't got beef with the ops.
What? Ops is going mad.
No, because man, see when Madueke missed that, yeah? When Madueke missed that, I was angry for him.
Yeah, facts.
Go right foot. Do you understand what
100%.
Whereas,
good callback.
Whereas, if I was on like my BS,
if you was at the march,
but I'll be honest,
I'd have been on bolts. You get me?
Yeah, and it's dark, bro.
You know what it is? When I knew, you know, I can't make, I hope we don't go through it before, yeah, because that the last tournament, yeah, I can't remember, yeah, we was out somewhere, I was out somewhere watching, and obviously it was when Rashford and Sancho and all that missed the penalties and all that, and we was there, we was together as one, as a nation. I can't remember what tournament that was, but when they, like, you see that when them and they missed the, I felt it, and I see that as a collective. You might not have felt it. I felt it. I knew. I said, this is gonna get
you
dark.
See me, I'm not even trying to talk like that. Yeah, again, I'm not trying to incite nothing, right? But you see how they say, like, raw. Right, we all had to go home after that. I wouldn't have went home, no. I'm not sure, Kenny. I'm outside. But
I knew it was dark.
I would have been alert.
Yeah, I knew it was dark.
I would have felt the stairs, you understand? And bro, that's why I want to win it.
And then they started singing, Sancho and Rashford, let the country down, let the country down. And I was this is dark, man.
Listen, they play their opening game.
Anyway, big up England, we love you.
They play their opening game against Croatia tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
KG and Wicko caught up with some of the fans during the final England warm-up game.
Yeah, USA, baby. That's what you were talking about right there.
There's no way we can't talk to an OG, sir. Proper England fan.
He's going to get us all the way. He's going to bring it home for us.
There's only one, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, that's it.
Who else? You Spurs as well.
Oh, my God.
Brazil, yes. Brazil, yes.
But can you win it, though?
Brazil, yes.
You haven't won it in a long time.
A long time. Yeah. A long time. Yeah. Yeah, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Cunha, Neymar. Neymar.
Paqueta. Vini Junior, quem mais?
Anymore?
Rafinha.
Anymore?
Rafinha, Neymar.
Anymore?
Anymore? Hendrick.
Okay.
Ah, Brazil is very good.
Madam, madam, madam.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Talk to me.
What are you telling me?
Welcome, my family. We're here, man. We're live.
What's
the vibes saying? Talk to me.
Hey, the vibes are here. It was raining. It was raining like mad, but the vibes are here. For like the World Cup, we're getting started now. You get me? I can see it. The vibes are here.
Oh, so who's going to be important for us though for England? Like,
so,
what do we need?
Harry Kane, I'm onto you. Okay, he's world class. He's world class.
Okay,
but this is where he needs to grab England and take us to win the World Cup, bro. You know what I'm saying? Him and Jude. I think them two are only world class players.
Do you think that's only two that can drive us to winning this though? Because
bro,
there's bare man that have.
There's bare man, but them two are match winners, bro. Them two are players that can get into every team in the world, every nation. I want Rashford to start.
Yeah.
For me, he's a guy. Any moment, he can make something happen. Do you get what I'm saying? Once he shifts it and hits it with that right foot, there's not many players like him, bro.
Yeah.
But it's whether he's got that fire in his belly. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I want to see him on this stage because Rashford's quality. Come on, we know about Rashford, bro. He's class.
We pulled up in enemy territory. Fair enough, it's a friendly. Since they're not real enemy, let's see if we can see, like, if they've been able to get the job done.
I'll be real with you. I'm not trying to really go over there, but if you're on it, I'm on it.
They've got beer. They've got vibes. They're taking selfies. This is what it's all about.
I'll be honest with you. They are here on good vibes, and I'm here for that.
Oh, there's food. This is what football's all about, man. No fights, camaraderie between us. No races, no fight, nothing. That's what we are. One in all together. That's what it is all about.
That's what it's all about.
Go England, go Costa Rica, go the world. That's what we need to do. Hey. Unity. That's what it is all about. That's what it's all about.
It's about the bringing the world together.
I'm talking to a Mexican fan, and he says that they're going to win the World Cup. If they do it, you'll be a legend.
I am the legend.
This man, he knows what England need. You know what England need. Oh, you can't get in. Oh, I just keep trying. Why can't he get in?
What section are you in?
Oh, no, he ain't got the real ticket. Oh, what a shame. Who's going to be a star player today? Who's going to turn up for us?
Copy me, no.
That's what I'm talking about. Who's going to be a star player?
I want to say Eze.
Harry, baby. Harry Kane.
Dirty Harry, baby.
Dirty Harry, yeah. We know why.
Talk to me.
Yeah, mate, we're going to win it, obviously.
And who do you think our star players are going to be to make us win this tournament?
Rice in the middle all day.
Do you respect Tuchel? Do you think he's the man to bring us forward? Do you think he can do what Southgate couldn't?
Absolutely. Southgate, no bottle.
Ooh.
Too defensive. It's boring football. Tuchel's going to change it up. Built around Kane, get some pace on the wing, sack a star boy.
We watched
Tell
it.
Them. Tell
we
them.
We conquered. It was a great performance. Lucas said.
There you go.
Big you lot self up, man, because you see this experience that we're experiencing right now. You see the 17th of June, the first England game.
Yeah.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be a game that you need to be here or be square. Yes!
Preparations for the Croatia game took a turn for the worse as a bunch of their kit vans were broken into while in transit.
Yeah, they stole their kit, man.
Match boots, balls,
and other things were allegedly stolen, leaving the England team with only one ball to train with.
That's a two-touch it is.
Two-touch it is.
Imagine that. What is it, 26-man squad? One ball.
Enough pass and goal.
Listen, listen,
the level's high though, so what, I feel like
in 98, the gaffer would have been like, listen, mate, that's good. We don't need the ball.
Lads, yeah, get the phones out.
And ball, mate.
Shuttle runs.
But yeah, and their preparation was shortened again as a tornado warning came through.
The weather ain't not that good over there.
That's yeah, another thing I was going to say. You know that ain't kicked in properly.
Hurricane season.
I don't even know. Are they in Kansas?
Yeah.
Do you remember last year?
I think so.
At the Club World Cup? Bro, games are getting postponed for like 2-3 hours. Because you know what the rule is? If there's lightning or thunder within 2-3 miles or something of the stadium, they have to start in 15 minutes again.
That is the rule. No, it's even worse than that. I remember it's every time the lightning strikes again, it starts again. The time starts again.
Yeah, within a certain radius of the stadium.
I remember that was what Club World Cup. You're right, still.
Mad. So when that kicks in, it's due to be mad.
Do you reckon this is mashup England's preparation?
No.
You don't think so?
Yes.
Like, they've been there. They've been on the big stage before, man. Like,
not losing, these players.
Losing your boots. Yeah, but they play for big,
brother,
they play
losing
for big clubs.
Brother, losing your boots
you
for
play
football.
For big clubs.
That's major, bro. Like, what? You ain't ever turned up and had to wear a size 11 and a size 9. Them man are suffering.
Like, do you know what it is? I feel like...
That's like being a fighter and losing your boxing gloves. He's talking about his minor, you know.
I feel like we're just trying to... I feel like the country's so nervous, we're trying to make excuses for them already. We should be nervous.
We should win this.
Not an excuse, but let's be realistic, yeah? Let's say they plan to have a whole training session that day.
Yeah.
To build up their fitness, get used to training in the heat, whatnot.
Okay.
Depending on what Thomas decided to do, they've either cancelled training or they've trained with one ball. Half the players are going to be gas, training's cancelled because they're like, yeah, that man's chilling. It's too hot to train, whatever. The other half are going to be vexed. We ain't prepared properly. It's going to affect their preparation for the game. I think, anyway.
If they had to train that day, within 45 minutes... they would have had a whole new set of
you think that
back there. Well, they would. You ask someone their size, then you go to the sports shop. Like you have it all back there, like until all the proper equipment arrive. Like I don't feel like it's that bad, man.
Customized boots, my bro. They're not pool scores to just go get boots from JJB and win the Prem. Like
that's why the pros hate new boots.
No, exactly, and naturally, obviously, it's America. They got like Nikes there. There's probably things there. But again, bro, you're a pro footballer. You expect things to go a certain way. Like, especially this is England. England players are most of them. They're the best players in the world. You understand? Among a lot of them. You understand? The Harry Kane, Saka, Rick. Like, bro, at their club, they're treated like royalty, bro. They get their sliders, everything's there. Man said, I've come to train in the blistering heat. You don't have my boots.
I guarantee you, if one of us was if one of us here was on that squad, we're looking at each other saying, how the f*** have these men managed to get robbed? Like,
yeah, there's all of that. All
how
of those
the hell have they managed
how
to get robbed?
How does the bus get robbed, though?
But that's, this is my point. Players are going to start questioning.
Like, was it like a pull-up?
If we be honest with each other, yeah, just as humans, it could definitely affect things.
Of course.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
It's trivial, yeah, but I'm on my own thing. What's going on for preparation? What do you mean, man? Took my boots.
Yeah, bro,
my boots.
Literally,
I don't care about Yuzlot's boots. That's Yuzlot's boots. I don't give a shit about
you. You're gonna be
my
vexed.
Boots.
Exactly.
Where
are
my boots?
You're gonna be vexed.
I want my boots back.
It's not even a road.
Because man, mucking
me. It's not even a road, man. It's just a. They'll just be like, what? Even if it's just, let's have it right. Even if that don't fully put them off, they at minimum had to train knowing their stuff got teeth.
No, yeah? I'll be pissed if they're
that's you'll be a you'll be.
I don't give a shit.
You're vexed, bro. And these and
I'm pissed.
Let me ask you a question, yeah? Did you watch the England warm-up games? How do you think England looked?
They was okay in the second one.
The second game
looked
all right.
They looked a bit more, New Zealand weren't. But, bro, I think they need to prepare more. Like, they're going in as favourites, bro. Every team they play is going to have a plan for them.
Is it just me? Not favourites, but top three. Does it feel that Tuchel's just undone all Southgate's hard work?
In a way... Yeah, I hear what you're saying because it took, what, Southgate, 8 years, was it? Or 12 years?
I want you to build it. In my mind, and this is what I've told myself because I've just been on the journey for however long, the next step is going and winning this tournament. This is where we should be. This is what we should be doing. This is where we're at. and it don't feel like we're ready for that yet.
But that's not so about
means,
him. Bro.
It does, because that means he's took a step backwards. Nah, because if Southgate was still here, we're moving forward. We would feel like we're at that step now. Semis, then the finals, then this is the natural progression to go and win this tournament.
If Tuchel has undone Southgate's hard work, what did you want Tuchel to do?
Win the World Cup.
Yeah, but he ain't started it yet.
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to say. Does it feel like it? I'm just saying, it's just on the build-up, like with the squad selection, which I'm just like, I'm saying,
yeah, but
I don't
everyone
know.
Says the sorry to cut you, yeah, but everyone says the squad selection, yeah? And then we go a year when we pick players who shouldn't be there. Yeah. Then you say, oh, why don't we just pick these type of players who are informed, quote unquote. Now that's happened.
That hasn't happened though. Madueke had 3 goal contributions. All the other players, Morgan Gibbs, White, Bowen, this all had in their 18s, 20s. He took Madueke.
Yeah, but let me explain something.
He might
to
have
you,
a plan
yeah?
for
let
each
me explain
player.
Something to you. Scoring a goal for Arsenal, yeah, is way harder than scoring a goal for West Ham.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
In a relegation scrap. Where you're the best player and you have to carry the team.
Okay, no problem.
So.
You could go down and go about your business. This club here, Arsenal, are going for titles. Every time you're in front of goal, there is more pressure. There's more pressure on Gokeres. On all these players, the pressure's higher. So you sort of could stand there and say, oh, he ain't scored that much GA, but
where do you expect, from your expectations or, I don't know, whatever levels, what's disappointment? Where are you expecting England to get to this tournament?
I'll be upset if we don't get to semis at least.
Semis?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, so we're basically saying the same thing. That's one remove that. That's crazy. Because, yeah, we should get to the finals.
Why?
This tournament.
But why though? Why?
Why? Because we're
so if,
England.
So if we get to the quarterfinals, you're thinking it's cool.
Got. Yeah, but it depends who they get.
If we go in the quarterfinals,
you see all these tournaments. How much finals did you make? 2. My whole thing is, yeah, England, every tournament, are one of the better teams. When they come against a team that has something about them, bro, whether they win or not, they don't look ready, bro. Like, I've seen them scrape past, was it Iceland or whoever it was that?
No,
that
they lost to Iceland.
See, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was it Denmark? Denmark, that's it. And they didn't look ready. I remember they had Belgium one time, they got past Belgium, just about got past them. You knew if they got a Croatia,
I don't think they should have lost
they
that
They just
Croatia.
About concede. Yeah, and they know how to get the job done. It don't always look pretty, but it is what it is. From the first time they've done it, you might have thought it was a fluke, but after a few times,
they
should have
beaten
Italy. We go to the tournaments, and the way we set up, we usually get decent runs as well. It's not like we don't play anybody good till later anyway. But like I'm saying, the boys hardly concede. Maybe score 1-0 and that, and 0-0s will cut through.
This is what they. Do you all reform for real? What are you doing? Do you not see these men? They're gonna move to Ghana, yeah. They'll move to.
That's not. No, they're not going to.
Who else? They will.
Going to struggle with Ghana. They might win them, but they're going
to
struggle.
What my team's doing right now, bro. They will move to Ghana.
They'll struggle if they buck Ecuador. I watched that game yesterday. If they buck Ecuador,
no, but that's what I'm saying because that's a proper team, a team that have a little bit about them, bro. What England need to do to win that game don't make sense, bro. That you can't do that against a France. You can't do that against a Spain. Can't do that against Portugal. They should have beaten Italy. England player for player in every realm. Way better than that Italy team, bro. That's an Italy team. What's it? This is their 3rd World Cup in a row they can't make.
Yeah.
But the difference is when these Italians get to pressure moments, when these Croatians, when these Spaniards, whoever, the media, it's not the same minute. So they play with, like you said, bro, pressure. Way less pressure. When Harry Kane's playing in these finals and he's a shell of himself, bro. Man, I'm thinking about the, you know what it is? Man, I'm going to watch it, bro. I'm going to watch that show. With all the England actors.
Dear England.
I'm going to watch it, Jeek. I need to know the pressure. You see what Rooney said? He said, nobody wants to play, lad. And then Southgate was like, for who? For England? It's horrible. You're in the media. You're thinking about it. And he's like, this is him. And you know how I dealt with it? I went on a bender for 4
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I went on a bender.
I'm not Rooney. Proud of it. But I had to, literally.
I've run into his real life quotes because he's only wicked thing, yeah. I've seen some of the clips, yeah, and it looks like the show stinks, yeah. But I've seen so many bad clips, yeah, that I'm nearly 100% sure that is an absolute masterpiece.
Yes,
no, I reckon I reckon the show's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Chef's kiss, and I ain't seen the episode, but the clips, these clips are horrendous. Yeah, but I feel like. Once you buy into the storyline and you know
what
I've won.
What is it though?
It's about the England team. They're England.
Did you see the Roy Keane one? There's a Roy Keane one.
Yeah, the Roy Keane where he cuss out my man.
Like, I'm not trying to take a beer f***ing shite, mate.
That's a remake.
What it's also there's another, there's a one before.
No, that's an AI of what he wrote in his book. I think.
That ain't AI.
No, it's not AI. It's a show. AI. It's just that kind of Day England thing. It's an actor.
Definitely not
the
AI.
The actor's doing when Roy Keane had the bust up with Ireland where he went home.
Yeah, I'm saying that weren't actually Roy Keane.
Yeah, obviously not. Obviously.
What,
is
it an actor?
Is it an actor? An actor's acting like Rooney then?
Yeah, and Harry Kane and Bellingham and Saka.
No, it looks like Aaron Cresswell.
Yeah, wait a second. You ain't seen the casting for Day England?
It's mad.
You need to see it. You need to see it.
I don't know
what
that is.
You need to see it, bro. It's crazy.
Crowd, what do you think of England's things being stolen? Has it scuppered their preparations? And also, has Day England scuppered their preparations? If I was Grealish... Now, Grealish ain't there, Fez. But if I was...
Grealish is in it. Grealish is in it.
No, it's... Is he in the World Cup squad?
He's in there, England.
No, but he's not in the World Cup squad. He's not in the World Cup squad.
Surely these players have been informed beforehand.
No, 100%.
These players are going to act. This is how it looks. And they've probably given the okay.
They don't need to.
Of course they do.
It's a show. It's a film. They don't need to.
Of course they do.
They're impersonating them. They could
sue
them. They do not need to get permission from them players to make that show, bro. Are you not sick?
But if you're going to...
Okay.
Brother, hold on. If you're going to use my likeliness, okay.
They don't look not alike, these men.
No, they do.
Said my likeliness.
Broski, they're talking in their voices and saying that and using their story. Like, you can't, you can never say to Jack Grealish, this guy isn't you.
Bruv, there's a show on Netflix now about my whole ends. It's got nothing to do with nobody. You are sick. You don't need permission from no one.
Okay, so how about this? There's a, you turn on Top Boy season 12 or whatever it is. Yeah, Beanos and Marks, yeah. Rete, you're saying, huh?
No, but I'm saying,
you're old bread, bro.
No, there's nothing we can do about that.
You ain't using my name in the show.
I'm just telling you.
You're gonna go mad.
Okay, maybe if they use my name.
You think that's my image rats?
Yeah, maybe image.
Bro, you man, that's how I know these man never had ISS.
No, but do you know what it is though? It's mad because see, Top Boy, that show. If you watch that, a lot of the stories.
Yeah.
I could sit there and tell you. Oh no, this is what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? A lot of the stories, if you sit down and take it in,
some of the gang
remix
as well.
Is of
real stuff.
Of all right, true cool. events.
But hear me, you're Harry Kane. You see this bread talking the way how you talk. And to me, it seems like it's taking a piss, isn't it? It don't even feel like they're paying homage or anything. I'm going mad. I'm either finding you and punching you up, or I'm finding out.
So you think Harry Kane signed off on that?
So you're trying to tell
me. Oh, go. Okay.
I'm saying they must have been informed.
Have you seen the thing? Have you seen the thing where Bellingham goes in there? He's like, Slovakia, we should be battering them.
Where do I find this?
Where do I find this? This is Harry Kane. Boy, stop, boy. This is dangerous for the country. There's no way Harry Kane... on whatever grand a week, turn on his telly one day and just saw that.
Randomly.
There's no way.
He would have knew it was forwarding, but he didn't have
No, I hear that. No, but at the same time, he would have had to, I'm not saying they would have sat him down in the casting thing, like, yeah, I like him, he could play me, but they would have had to run by, yo, we're going to get someone to play you in a thing. Are you fine with that? He would have said, yeah, cool. I'm not.
But even if he said no.
I get what Lippy's saying, though.
Even if he said no.
That's what I'm saying as well, though.
Okay.
G, you think there ain't like 17 Cristiano Ronaldo movies that get that get knowed every week? Nollywood, Bollywood, they're going.
Man said Nollywood.
They're on Messi 5 movie. But he's not having it. He's not letting it.
Man
drop.
Said in Bollywood they got Messi 5.
Of course.
Messi 6 coming out this summer.
Bro, they're on your mouth too.
They're on your mouth too.
They're on your mouth too, bro.
Your mouth too is crazy.
Your mouth free.
They're on Buadi too, bro.
Exactly, they're on Buadi free.
Yeah, so they want to do player watch. Obviously, you don't watch a lot of football. I'm immersed in the culture. And obviously, I love Football Manager and stuff like that. So I've been aware of Buadi for a very, very, very long time. You get me? But it was nice to see.
He's 18.
Hmm?
How long have you known about
him? 16.
About
2 years. Known him since
about
16.
2 years,
yeah.
Bro.
Nah, he's 16. Cold, he's dangerous.
About 2 years, I can't even lie. Yeah.
It's true still.
Okay, cool. But not a very long time, but long enough to be ahead of the curve. You get me? But it was great to see the reception that he got online.
Yeah.
Because everybody was going absolutely crazy. And he did look like an absolute... What cliche can we use? Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it's Rolls Royce-ish.
It was dope because he was...
stellar performance.
He was waiting to go... World Cup with France. Obviously, he wanted to go France, innit? And then he didn't get picked. And then instantly, the second they didn't pick him, he just said, all right, cool. Real, yeah? Hanged up. I'm a reckon.
Is that dope what you done?
I think he should have waited. He's a shoo-in for that France midfield. He would have been playing. He would have been for France. He would have been playing for France his whole life. But also as well, do you know like if you go over to France and you go to the ghettos and thing like that, it's proper like on a migration thing as well. He might actually feel like that. Like there's bare Moroccan youths and East Africa, North African youths over there that are, even though they're French, they're in tune with their culture and their race and thing. He might feel that way. I don't know him.
I don't think he just done it last second. I think he always planned to play.
He didn't announce until he knew he went in the squad, bro.
No, but my thing is behind the scenes, I think he was always planning to go to Morocco.
It was definitely a reaction. Oh look, 18-year-old Bouadi switched alliances from France to Morocco just last month. Today he plays in his first competitive game, that's what they're saying. He didn't switch officially until he knew he weren't getting in the squad.
But you know how the French, I reckon there was probably fringes that he's not fully committed to France, and that's why they probably overlooked him to the other.
I think he would have been fully committed though. And let's be honest, that France midfield is strong. Look, like Camavinga's not in it.
Camavinga's been stinking for a while.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Injury and then not doing too much.
When you look at it, if you're him, he's 18.
But he's 19. Is that Kone you there? Manu Kone.
Manu, I don't know if they took him. I don't know if he's thing because he had a little injury problem as well, and then I ain't heard a lot about him. I ain't watched him in a while either. Manu Kone is kind of cold though.
Yeah, he's cold still.
But yeah, I just think he would have been. He would have been the future of the France
don't
midfield.
Don't get it twisted though. I hear it, but it's like he had a good game against Brazil, innit? Like he had a good game, but it's like it weren't like.
Well, to be fair, he was up against a Casemiro that stunk the place up, and a Bruno that didn't help Casemiro at all either.
So it's like that's what I kind of want to say. Good. He did it. He wasn't.
And then Bruno came off and who came on?
Fabinho.
Not Bruno. So Casemiro came off. Fabinho came on. Fabinho stunk up the place as well. Same type of flow.
I just had to ask who he played for. I was like, what the hell is this? Fabinho, bro.
Yeah, so like, did it help the fact that he was up against a lackluster midfield?
I think regardless of that, he still looked like a player. Like he looked like he weren't 18 and he was like 24 and he'd been playing for years.
I've heard the teams. I don't know why United ain't linked with him. We should have got him.
We were linked with him last season.
Should have got him when he was 16. Yeah, but the teams that I've heard linked with him over here
right now:
Arsenal and Liverpool
and PSG.
That's what I said over here. But sorry.
No, I didn't applaud you.
I don't think PSG's gonna let him leave, bro. Just France in general. Talent, I just don't see why. They got a monopoly on the game. I don't see why they'll let him leave.
Because Vitinha, Neves, maybe Ruiz is spot.
Ruiz is on his way out. Like, trust me.
I think they could though.
What, let him go?
Yeah, because see where like he's French, he's French Moroccan, yeah? No matter what, when PSG come calling, you're going
you
back.
You have to remember, they're in a different space now as well.
With the money that Arsenal and Liverpool, well, just the Premier League in general, the money that you're going to pay for him, the kind of wages that he's on, you don't get him out of Arsenal or Liverpool easy. You got to be Real Madrid.
Get him on a free, bro. They could if they.
He just signed the contract.
If he goes Liverpool or Arsenal,
you don't get him out of there.
Yeah, nah. If he goes Liverpool or Arsenal, say on a 5-year,
we saying he runs that now.
19, he might, bro. This PSG are in a different... They've just won the Champions League twice in a row, bro. So they're like... They could go into the next decade Real Madrid level. Real do that. Real Madrid will see a player there and be like, yeah, man, let your thing run down. We'll go for you in the future. Like, because we're a club that can afford to do that. They could get a couple Bouadi level talents in the meantime. Get profit on them, Rete. Then go for my man when his brand is... So, but... I don't know if he'll go PSG, I'll be honest.
Speaking about, we're not speaking about PSG, but it's still the Morocco-Brazil game. I heard Gabriel was meaty.
Yeah. The whole team was bad, I'll be real.
No, you're not moving on 1 second. I want to talk about Gabriel being meaty. You know what it is? Now, not that he was meaty, but you know what it is, yeah? Obviously, you know like when we say like Bundesliga tax or this World Cup, you just got to think about like Premier League tax and club football tax and
system tax
and seeing these players in a different light, and it's understandable that he would look different. He plays week in week out with a top goalkeeper that don't even get shots, with three centre backs either side him. You get what I'm trying to say? Two DMFs, like, and like he's protected more often than not. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So seeing him look a bit out at sea without that protection
I don't
around
even,
him.
Do you know what it is as well, yeah? You have to remember, for Arsenal, he's like third in charge, minimum. You get me? In Brazil, he's almost like, not in the fringes, but he's like middle when it comes to respect, innit? So it's like, it's a complete, because he's, you could argue, he's not as respected as Marquinhos. You understand? Casemiro's a senior there. Mm. Obviously, Vinicius.
No, but that Premier League, the stature in Brazil itself is growing, is big. And with him just winning the league and stuff like that, like, he's a big boy over there.
No, 100% he is. It's him and Marquinhos. They're the Brazil centre-backs, innit? But it's like, that's pressure as well, bro. Like, being... I couldn't tell, like, even when Brazil were good, their centre back pairing wasn't amazing. It was like Roca Jr. and Lucio.
Lucio
was insane. Roca Jr., whoever the other one would, or who was it, Ed Milson or
who was David Luiz's partner?
Marquinhos.
Thiago Silva.
Dante. Yeah. You know what it is there? See, Gabriel, yeah, I don't even feel like, I'm not gonna say he wasn't that bad. But he was just bad by his standards and the rest of Brazil. Like, overall, like, I'll be honest, like, Vinny had moments. Like, but...
Fried moments, bro.
Ancelotti thinks he's the best player in the world, basically. Because he don't have to...
Vinny.
Because Vinny don't have to do nothing. Remember, like I said, yeah, they... everybody set up in that 4-4-2 off the ball, innit? And it's the same thing that Brazil done, but I noticed that when they bring on whoever was thinking and they bring on Cunha, when they drop back into that 4-4-2, Cunha's up front, innit? But when they drop back into that 4-4-2, Cunha's left and Vinny's up top. You get me? So they're making him do Vinny's running. Anybody that's there is gonna have to do Vinny's running. Obviously, he got the goal, so I suppose that might appease him for it.
See, but Vinny, yeah, I watched that game, yeah. Look, I know it's gonna sound mad what I'm about to say, but I know he's quick, yeah. But I see him going to run. I didn't know he was that quick, you know? Like, he's way... Like, I know he's fast, innit? But when I watch him kind of run, I'm saying, bro, you're actually quicker than I thought. Like, he was galloping. Like, he is proper... Like, he shocked me how quick... He's way quicker than I thought he was.
Yeah, like, he doesn't. You're right, like, still. Because he's, like, changed his game. He's kind of tried to do the more jinky kind of... you know it is, man? Like, obviously, it's not happening, but I see us linked with Vinicius, yeah? And don't get it twisted. If we could get that done for 100 mil or something, potentially be our best signing ever. You get me?
But to pay, Arteta would hate him.
That's what it is. I just
he's
don't
got
think.
Track back.
Yeah, even if he did track back, he's just a bit of a moaner. You know them ones from like Sanchez was like that. That's why I don't like Bruno. It's them man like they miss a shot in like the 7th minute. It's like, oh my gosh, where like it's just. And that's just the rest of their game, like, because that's his decision making is weird to me, man. It's strange, isn't it? And even some of the, like, where you're saying Ancelotti just has him there to just finish chances, I kind of hear it, but I don't. Even that he's not good enough to do that, but his game could be more than that, bro. If he's a main guy, you could have him collecting it from deeper and red. But
do you think he's like a bagsman like that?
That Ancelotti clearly must think he is, though. He's got, like I said, he's got him down as his main man.
Do you lot think Ancelotti was the right manager for Brazil in this World Cup?
Who was though?
I don't really know about international football and international management. I don't really get involved in their business. So if he wasn't going to do it, I don't know who would have done it. I don't really know.
I don't know
what's going on, to be totally honest with you.
I hear it.
So like better than anybody, I guess. Who's going to take it? Dunga. Anyway,
that's a dunga, you know.
Live show tickets on sale now. We're hitting Liverpool, Manchester, and London. See links below to buy a ticket. Remember to subscribe to Extra Filthy as well, where the majority of the World Cup content will be posted.
Oh, and remember to like, comment, share, hype, and subscribe. What is that? Are we finished?
Filthy over and out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.